Try to answer anything I can. Before I do that, though, I do have a special congratulations. I think we all know that Pat and his wife Candace, they had a beautiful baby girl, Juliet, I understand, is the name, so I want to congratulate them. That's awesome. And look forward to getting you back, Pat. So why don't we go from there?
I get place to start is quarterbacks, Howard, Gavin, and Noah doing. What's their status entering the week?
Yeah, we're gonna see as the week goes on. They're both progressing. So what that means by end of the week, I don't know. What that means in practice reps, I don't know. I'll know more probably tomorrow. But we'll continue on as we're doing, right? We'll just keep trying to improve with whoever's available.
When it comes to Saturday, how much do you factor in, you know, the level of the opponent, historic results against this team, and playing those quarterbacks and their health? Like, how much do you value risking their health versus the opponent?
Well, I'll never risk their health. I don't care who we're playing. Their health's, you know, always first and foremost to me. We're going to win the game. I mean, that's what we're doing. We're going to Columbus to win the game. Will that happen? You know, there's another team on the other sideline that wants the same thing. That's why goals are overrated, in my opinion. We both have the same goal at the beginning of the game. But we're going to do everything we can. We're going to practice. We're going to get ready and go out to Columbus and play our best.
When you watch C.J. Stroud on film, I mean, how does he compare to last year, and do you feel like there are ways that he's elevated his game even beyond?
Yeah, I think just with experience, right? He's been through big football games. He's seen a lot more defenses, including his own. You know, what he's going against now is some high-level stuff. So when you go against that every day in practice, I think iron sharpens iron a little bit there. So, yeah, he's an elite-level quarterback for sure.
Rick, how much of Noah's injury affected what you wanted to do with quarterbacks this year and bringing those two young guys along?
Well, we played with one scholarship quarterback in our opening Big Ten game. And I think the quarterbacks are part of it, Steve. But I think we just got to look at it. And I had to stop for a minute after Saturday night because it was maddening. And I had to just take a step back and say, wait a minute. So we're playing with one scholarship quarterback. Our top sacker the first 2 years has missed the whole season. Yet we're playing really well on defense. There's a lot of good stuff going on. And maybe we, by doing some things, raise the expectation of everybody, fan base included. And that's a good thing. That's why we sold that place out the other night. That's why there was an excitement. But I can't let that affect, you know, when I took the job, I told you, it's not going to be a linear straight shot. And we've had some injuries that set us back. We've some different things, right? Some top, you know, one of our top recruits injured his knee and was unable to play this year. So I want to make sure that we stay focused on the main thing, and that's getting better. And eventually, as we get better and better, that'll translate into more and more wins. But the quarterback is definitely part of it. You know, when Noah went down, there's your experienced guy. He's got 20 whatever starts under his belt. And that's a nice thing to have to bring the other guys in and see how it all fits together. Once we lose that option, now it's young guys. So to go out and win the first ball game at BC and then continue on to win a couple with young quarterbacks, that's good, right? Was it all stellar play? No, but I don't expect it to be when there's very little to no experience there. But now we're in Big Ten play. And, you know, I thought we did some good things offensively. We just turned the ball over twice, and I say just. That's the story of the game. So, yeah, does that have a factor? Sure it does. But our quarterbacks didn't turn it over on the one. You know, we didn't miss the flare route on that drive when we cut it to two scores. The quarterbacks didn't do that. So it's collective. And I think the focus – we focus. Our guys play really hard. It's the consistency. As you're building a program, the last thing that comes is consistency. So when you can do it at first and you see it, okay, now we've done it, but now can we do it down after down after down? And when you get good, you can. Your team can do that. So quarterbacks are part of it, but it's across the whole team.
And just to follow up really quick, mm-hmm. on the quarterback, since you will lose Noah, the experienced guy, will you have to look to replace someone with more experience in the offseason through the portal?
Oh, that's down the road. You know, I think all of that comes up of how do your guys that you're developing, how do they develop, right? If you end the season a certain way with your quarterback situation, then that's less important. If you don't, then it's more important. Everything to me is a fluid situation, and you have to look at it as such. That's why people, you know, they want to lay down these mandates of this, this, and this. How do you know? You don't. They're human beings. They're going to go out and play. You know, the switch is going to flip at some point, and then all of a sudden, well, man, we're set for a few years here. Let's go. So we'll figure it out as we go. I'm optimistic, though.
You have four games to evaluate. What's kind of your overall assessment of the offensive line?
Improved, yeah. Not where we need to be, but much improved, actually. There were some things that we've done in the first 4 weeks that would have had no chance doing the first 2 years. So that's a good thing. Again, we keep stepping up in competition. That defensive front was stout, and there was a lot of them last week, and it's going to be the same this week. So get used to it. That's Big Ten football, right? I think we saw 8 or 9 D linemen rolled in last week. We'll see the same this week. It's what the Big Ten's about. That's why it's the best league in the country.
When you went back and watched the tape, what did you see from Simon just in terms of growth and mistakes and learning maybe throughout a game?
Yeah, a lot. You know, I think one thing you could say, he is a tough son of a gun now. He stood in there and made some throws, and as he was letting it go, he was getting hit, but he didn't flinch. And, you know, you can't teach that. And the reality is to try to keep your – it didn't work so well, but to try to keep your quarterbacks healthy, you know, they have a green jersey on and they don't get hit in preseason. So when do you know? You know when they get hit in the game. How tough are they? And I would tell you that all three of our quarterbacks are tough guys. They don't flinch. They hang in there. They're not afraid to run the ball. That was a big step. The other thing I thought when we went no huddle, I thought Evan looked very comfortable. He had command of the situation. And that's another one that you don't know until you do it, right? So that was good to see. So that was a positive.
A big picture about Ohio State. You've been there, so you know what the advantages that program has just in tradition and facilities, everything. Do the changes in the sport in college football with NIL and where the direction is going, does it make it even harder to catch a program like that? Do they have more advantages than they might have had 5 years ago?
All depends what you do. You know, it's an opportunity, as I look at it, to close the gap if we, in fact, have those resources. And it's a different way of thinking. And it's a sudden change. So do your supporters, do your boosters, do your local businesses, do they feel the need? Is it that important to them to step up? Well, then it can become an advantage for us. It can be a way to close the gap more quickly. But it all depends on what your individual community feels and then ultimately does.
Aaron Young, how is he getting closer, or do you feel like he's?
Aaron is improving, yes. And boy, we've missed him, right? He's a multi-dimensional guy. He does it on teams. He does it at running back. He does it at receiver. You know, it's another guy that, you know, that's why I had to really pump the brakes myself, because I was frustrated, as you could tell, Saturday night. And I don't ever accept it, and I don't make excuses, but I do have to live in reality. And when you look at some of the quality, experienced players that weren't playing, and yet were battling and really felt, other than a couple mistakes or right there, that's a huge improvement, huge improvement. So, but then we jump up in class again, right? So if Iowa is one, Ohio State's one, or if Iowa's 1A, Ohio State's one. I mean, they're the third ranked or second ranked, whatever ranking they have, team in the country for a reason. And as Steve said, I've been there. I understand the culture. I understand the program. I understand the level of talent. So we're going to have to really, for us to have an opportunity to win this game, we have to be consistent. We have to be at our best consistently. And I just got done telling you that's the last thing to come. So, but you know what? The challenge is great, and that's what I love about this league. So I'm looking forward to it.
On that vein, when you came back for the second time, the gap between Ohio State and this program obviously was vast. Do you feel like, one, in the 3 years you've made a significant – you were able to significantly close the gap in any sense? Or is a game against Ohio State a fair way to is it a fair measuring stick for this program in the 3 years?
Oh, I don't know if there's a measuring stick right now with the program that's established that way. I don't know that. It depends how we play, right? It'll be a great measuring stick if we play well. And but if you play poorly against a team like Ohio State, it really gets exposed, right? So you go play poorly against a good team, you might not look great. You play poorly against them, and it's a matter of how many. What is the, you know, what's the difference? So we need to go out and play our best game. And then, you know, some things go your way. And, again, the game is what you need to do. You need to hang in there. You need to play tough. And you keep looking up, and there's still a chance. Then you keep going, and it gets tighter and tighter and tighter. And that's what you do when you go in. You're a market underdog. We get where we are right now. Doesn't mean we're always going to be here. As a matter of fact, we're not going to always be in this position. But it takes time. And that's really one thing that I had to, like I said, do it myself first, right, and then communicate it to people, first my team and my staff and now publicly, in that there's a lot of great improvement going on. We've lost some really valuable players, as was mentioned today, to injury. Some of them will be coming back as we go. Some of them won't. Some will have to wait till next year to see. But overall, the tide is definitely rising.